This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, people. Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozema Anyoji, like you know already, and I'm back again this week with another episode and, of course, with another guest. Today, we want to look at the danger of not having a digital skill, especially in the 21st century. Why should you have a digital skill? Why is digital skill even important in the first place, right? So we will look at this today. We will discuss in depth the need for you to acquire a digital skill and probably even suggest some of the digital skills that you should look into today. So my guest today is a coach. He's a talent manager. He's an author. He's a public speaker. He's a social media manager. And of course, he is a Facebook advertising expert. So he is grounded in digital skills, and this is why he is perfect for this topic. Okay, so today I have Precious Chukwuemeka Nwosu on the show with me, and today he is going to take us on the danger of not having a digital skill in the 21st century. Welcome, Precious. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Ozi Anyoji, for inviting me to Rooted and Robust. I am very delighted to be here, and I can't wait to share my two cents with all of you listeners, wonderful people. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Glad to have you. All right, so this is the 21st century, and some people still don't see the need, right? Some people don't see the need to this digital skill everybody's raving about. What is it about? So let me start from the beginning. What's the rave about having a digital skill? What's the hype, if I may put it that way?
Okay.
The hype about digital skill in the 21st century?
Now, first things first. We need to know what a skill is. We need to understand what a skill is before we know how it entails in the digital space.
Yeah.
Now, a skill is the ability to do something very well with expertise.
Uh-huh.
Now, the sum of these abilities, the sum of these qualities that are required to complete a task is what a skill is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at our economy today, look at our society today, the society is gradually shifting. It is shifting from the economy-based to a knowledge-based system.
Yeah.
And the time has come where a lot of things have changed. We've moved from the industrial age. We moved from the industrial age to the computer age. And we are moving from the computer age to the blockchain age.
Mm-hmm.
So things are no longer the same anymore.
Yeah.
All the knowledge we used to have, all the skills we used to have now translated into the digital space. And you will need digital skills to be able to operate on the frequency that the world is going today.
Mm-hmm.
Some days ago, I went somewhere. And on my way coming back, I saw, you know, these people that create art, these artists that draw along the side of the road.
Yeah.
And then they put their art along the side of the road and they were waving down vehicles, you know, sampling their art for people to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And something struck me. People are doing these things a lot more easier today.
Yeah.
People create art and put on Amazon and sell their art all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, as a Facebook ads expert, I've advertised for businesses. I help brands showcase their businesses across different audiences, even across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes things a lot more easier. So you see that digital skills, the hype is not just hype. Things have gotten real.
Yeah.
Things have gotten real. Digital skills allows you to create content. It allows you to communicate. It allows you to collaborate globally. So you can think locally, you can act globally.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the beauty of digital skills, and it cannot be overemphasized. People need to, they need to get on board. They need to know what is happening. And that is why I can keep quiet. I keep on creating, conversations around this subject.
Yeah, very important. Very, very important. And I like how you defined what a skill is, because it's like I always say on the show, we go to the roots, then we take it from there, and the conversation leads us on. Now, you have laid a beautiful foundation about what a skill is and why it's important, to get on board in this century, because just like living in the 21st century and still trying to use what are those skills that people use in the centuries gone? Still trying to use bricks to build,
industrial skills.
Exactly. It sounds very funny, but that is still what people are doing today, not paying attention to digital skills. Okay, so we're going to get into it. But first of all, I want to also know, what are the dangers like in this era now? Anyone that is not getting involved in this space right now, what are the possible dangers they are facing? What could be the challenges they will encounter, going forward?
Okay. Now, it is no longer new. There is this popular saying that social media is the new CV.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is the new CV. A lot of things, a lot of opportunities that I've applied on online, they will ask you, please give us a link to your social media handles. Even before inviting me on the show, you went through my social media handle to look up the kind of person I am and the kind of work I've been doing.
Yeah.
So it's just like my portfolio. Mm-hmm. And that is the way the world is going today. Like I said when I was talking about the artist, if you don't go digital, the world will leave you behind.
Facts.
People are finding people are assessing local services now on the digital space. Mm-hmm. And it's even getting worse because we are not catching up, because while we're talking about digital skills, the first tier nations are going into artificial intelligence and nanotechnology.
They've left us behind. We are trying to catch up.
And we are still here clamoring on digital skills. Most of the jobs that humans would... Okay, if we were supposed to talk... Okay, we are going to get to that eventually. We're going to talk about different digital skills like copywriting and all of this.
Yeah.
Now, do you know that there are artificial intelligence bots that do... copywriting these days?
Can you imagine that?
So you just download the app, you put your topic, you put one or two keywords, and they will create a good copy for you, a good sales copy that even a copywriter cannot write. So you see, the dangers of not getting to know about digital skills is that the world will leave you behind.
Hmm.
Do you know that on LinkedIn now, LinkedIn can create a CV for you?
Yeah.
So... And there was this one of my students that one of my mentees. So he applied for a job. He said it's not getting a job. I said, let me see your CV. And then he brought the normal Nigerian kind of CV. And I told him this CV is outdated.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how can he create one? I said, just go on LinkedIn and set up your profile and download. It's very simple. So even some offices are rejecting those local kind of CVs. So a lot of disadvantages. There are lots of disadvantages. The jobs you were supposed to get, you will not get those jobs anymore.
Yeah.
The opportunities you're supposed to assess, you can't assess those opportunities anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, even if you apply for a job, now one of the skills they'll ask you is, are you a computer literate? Do you know how to use Microsoft Word? Do you know how to use Excel? Those are the things they want to know.
Yeah.
Can you operate a computer? Because these businesses are now relating globally.
Mm-hmm.
They want to collaborate globally, and they cannot afford to have a worker, a staff that is not well versed in digital skills, it's going to put them at a disadvantage.
Yes, facts.
It's going to put them at a serious disadvantage. So the society has moved. You understand? The society has moved. So people are now working more with creativity and imaginations. People are now working more with critical thinking. Mm-hmm. So what we used to know in the time past is no longer what it is today.
Yes,
it's no longer. Do you know, I put out a video some days ago that I'll be launching an agency, an advertising agency. And that video had a lot of views, close to 300 views. And someone from South Africa reached out to me to set up an ad for her. And she's paying 100,000 naira a week.
Wow.
Now that is what ordinarily a man without a certificate can do with just a skill.
Yeah.
With just a skill. So that skill now, let's say content creation, video creation. And then we just put out a video and then you just talk about your business. And then people from across the globe are reaching out to you.
Sure.
So simply put, if you're not equipped with digital skills, the world will leave you behind. There is no two ways about it. And a man who has been left behind, you'll be left behind intellectually, you'll be left behind financially, you'll be left behind even materially, you'll be left behind.
Yes,
and even relationship wise, you'll be left behind. Because personally, I don't think I want to be with someone who does not understand how these systems work.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in the office and then you call your partner, say, hey babe, can you just send me something, check on my drive, do this, do that, and she can be able to get that across to you, mail it to you. But some people today don't even have an email. They don't know how an email works. They don't even check. Those that have don't even check their email. Someone said something. He said that if you don't check your emails more than 4 or 5 times daily, it means you don't value yourself, that you feel you are not worthy enough to get a good opportunity knocking on your email. If you are not digitally inclined, the world is going to leave you behind. There is no other way to put it.
Please, we don't want the world to leave you behind. that is why we are bringing this particular episode to you. The world must not leave you behind.
honestly, it would be very bad, because it's just like rapture happens where rapture has not happened.
Can you imagine? please, you must catch up. You must.
Yeah, it's intellectual rapture.
Oh my God. All right. And there is something very amazing that you said about email. You know, it's one thing to even have an email address. It's another thing to even know that this email address is not just when you want to fill a form, you know.
Exactly.
And they ask you for an email and you impute your email address. People don't even know how to even use the email to their own advantage. So sometimes I even wonder, when I tell people to check your email, I wonder, the person I'm even telling to check emails, what is the person even expecting in the email?
Exactly.
That's even another thing. All right, let's even take it further. Now, coming to the skills itself, because there are so many, many, many skills to learn. They are inexhaustible. Okay. There are so many. But what would be your advice to, you know, young people getting into the digital space and they are wondering, where do I even start? You are a social media manager, you are an ad expert, you are a content creator, you are a whole lot of things. You are in this space. This is your space. So what will you advise a young person or someone that is listening to us and wondering, okay, this is important. Okay, but then where do I start? Which skill do I begin to learn? Which one do I start from? What would be your advice to that person?
Okay, now, skills. Skills are divided into 3 categories. This is my own idea now. I'm going to put it in the best possible, understandable way. So skills are divided into 3 categories. A skill must be reproducible.
Okay.
Are you with me? A skill must be reproducible. a skill must be transferable and a skill must be preservable. When you come to the reproducible aspect, let's look at it as giving out service. So I'm a Facebook ad expert. I give out my services. So it is reproducible. So I can keep reproducing it without it costing me anything. It's a service. Now, transferability, let's say I can teach the same skill and make money. I can teach that skill and make money. And then to make it to be preservable, you can convert that knowledge to an ebook and also make money. So now look at these three categories. You pick one. Which one is easier for you? Do you consider yourself as someone who can offer services without getting tired? Or do you see yourself who has a great communication skill and you can teach? Or do you see yourself as someone who is comfortable writing and you can convert your knowledge to an ebook and sell? So all of these are the three categories. Now, when we've gotten these three categories, now we now break it down. The first thing any person that is looking to acquire a skill must know is, what do you want to do? When you know what you want to do, you start making research. When you've made a research, then you now begin to comprehend what you have researched, and now look for a way to transmit its value and solve problems. So look for a problem that you can solve. Make a research around it and look for how you can transmit its value to solve a problem. Then, one of the most relevant skill in all the myriads of skill is content writing. Content writing. I tell people, firstly, no matter what you are, you cannot communicate your thoughts. You cannot communicate your ideas. Even the problem you want to solve, you cannot communicate it without the ability of content writing. You should be able to communicate your thoughts in a written form and tell people, hey, I am Precious Chukwuemeka. I am a Facebook ads expert and I can solve your problem of visibility. You should be able to do that. So I think that is the first thing anybody who is looking for, that is the most minute. You can begin there. And this is even quite easy to learn content writing. So when you learn content writing, every other skill can be built on that.
That's true.
So every other skill can be built on that.
Wow. I love how you broke it down: reproducibility, transferability, and the fact that it should be able to be preserved. Funny thing is, I've never heard it this way, but this is perfect. And I just penned it down and I'm looking at it now. The skills you have, can you reproduce them? Oh my God, this is awesome. Now let's talk about your expertise as a Facebook ad specialist. Quite curious, what made you go into Facebook advertising? What was the catch for you?
This might sound a little bit funny, but I think it's a good thing. People will learn from it. It's my personality. From a very young age, I'm the kind of person who loves to always be in the spotlight. I love to be in the spotlight. I wanted to study mass communication because I wanted to, I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to always be on TV, on camera, traveling around the world, covering events and stuff like that. But God had other paths for me. However, this is something that is, it is my nature. It is in me. So I looked at all the other skills and I said to myself, if I'm going to learn a skill that is going to stand the test of relevance, because there are different tests, if after 10 years, will that skill be relevant? After 10 years, will that skill be relevant? There is a test of relevance. There is a test of evolution. And then there is a test of potential. So these are the three things that I considered before picking Facebook ads. Now, like I said earlier, copywriting is already feeling the test of evolution, because evolution has come and AI is taking over. There are bots now, there are applications. So it has failed the test of evolution, gradually failing the test of relevance. And in the end, it will fail the test of potential, because copywriters will no longer be able to transform the future. Their skill will no longer be able to be deployed. It will not be able to stand elasticity, future value, because bots, AI, are already taking over. Artificial intelligence is taking over. So when I look at Facebook advertising, it is one skill that is going to stand the test of relevance, because artificial intelligence cannot do everything, because Facebook advertising needs creativity. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It needs creativity. Let's say you want to set up an ad. Someone reached out to you as an advertiser, and they have a brand that are into real estate, and they want you to advertise for them. They want you to target the right audience. Now, your first job is to make a research, and then you ask them about their business, ask them about their brand, ask them about their objectives, ask them about their expectations. And when they give you all of these parameters, you now begin to create within yourself what kind of people are going to need this. Like, someone reached out to me some days ago. They want to sell a property of 25 million naira.
Mm-hmm.
25 million naira now. I've had other real estate agents reach out to me, but none of them have been able to, you know, bring a job, a property of 25 million. So it is now left for me. I can't use the same audience. I can't use the same audience for a property of 5 million or 500,000 to set an ad for a property of 25 million naira. I now need to check my targeting. I need to target people who are in politics. I need to target people who live expensive lifestyle. So it is now left for me to break it down. I need to break it down to the demographics, break it down to interests. So all of these things, AI may do this in the future, but at this time, it is not yet possible. It's not happening yet, but maybe in the future, I don't know, because the way the world is going, but so far
anything is possible in the future.
Because the way things are going. And then I'm a person who loves to be in the spotlight. I also love to put businesses in the spotlight. So I love to put businesses in the spotlight. I can't be here and watch businesses not gaining visibility in the 21st century. Tony Elumelu uses Facebook ads, Instagram ads, LinkedIn ads. Most of these people, John Russell's, all of them, they use Facebook advertising. I see them, most of them sponsored posts, most of the politicians, most of the big shots, entertainment industries. And then I know these things, and I know people, I have friends who are struggling to get visibility for their business. You know, this is something I can do. This is something I love to do. And you can't be limited when there are opportunities.
Yeah.
So this passion pushed me to want to help them sincerely.
Wow.
Even I think 2 weeks ago or thereabouts, I did a free Facebook ad for businesses. I just said, I just want to do a free Facebook ad for everybody. Just come, reach out to me. I'll set it up for you. And I set it up for a lot of people, and most of them got returns and they are happy. And it's just me. It doesn't cost a dime. It doesn't cost a thing. So it's passion.
Passion. Wow. You are really very passionate about it. I'm just listening the way I can see people's business is not seen. I'm like, wow. Awesome. Okay, so if we want our businesses seen, how do we get in touch with you? Because everybody wants to be seen, sincerely. I don't think anybody will have a business on the internet and not want any other person to see it. I mean, why are you there in the first place? So
of course.
We all want visibility. So as an expert, how do we get in touch with you? If we want your services, how do we get to you?
Well, my name is the same across most of my social media handles. I am Precious Chukwuemeka Nwosu on social media, on Facebook. I'm Precious Chukwuemeka Nwosu on LinkedIn, and also Precious Chukwuemeka Nwosu on Instagram. Just that the hashtag is Mekasin_King.
And then
on Twitter, it's still at Mekasin King together. So those are my handles.
Yeah.
And I'm also accessible on WhatsApp.
Okay.
My phone number is 081-6536-4121. I'm very accessible. I'm a free person, and very simple, very homely.
Okay. All right. I'm just wondering, what were you thinking when you were choosing the Mekasin King? Like, what was going through your head that day?
Yeah, it was a nickname I got in secondary school.
Oh.
You know, I was very nice and kind. My teachers nicknamed me Benevolent Mekalo. So from there, the name gradually translated, and
wonderful.
We fine-tuned it. But you know, as we became professional, we decided to, you know, answer our father's name, the name our parents gave us.
Abiel. Wow. Awesome. All right. Wow. Thank you so much, Precious, for enlightening us on the need, you know, to gain digital skills. And I love how you rested it on content writing. Build from here. We can't exhaust the digital skills available to us today. We cannot exhaust it. But then we can start somewhere. And writing, me as a person, I'm a preacher or writer. Write every day, if possible, write. Keep writing. Because if you write always, you will think better. Writing helps you think.
Of course.
Yeah, so I love.
There are times when I tell people, I said writing is for everybody. Some people say writing is not for everybody. I've seen a tailor, a designer. He's my friend on Facebook, and he writes. He creates a design, and he writes about what inspired his design.
Yeah. I mean, it's the easiest and most informed way of communicating. You have to just write.
Yeah. Because people want to connect with you. People want to connect with your thoughts. They want to feel what you felt. You know, people are emotional beings, and that is how to get them in business.
True. Fact. Thank you. That was very, very awesome. That was amazing. All right. So this is why we call it a day today. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Rooted and Robust. I am very, very privileged to be here. I'm very delighted. So I look forward to being on the show another time.
Yes, thank we you, will invite you again.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And please keep following Rooted and Robust.
You're
going to keep learning, and you're going to keep growing. And the world is your stage. It is time for Africans.
It is time for Africa. I love that your signature. I love it all the time whenever I see it. It is time for Africa. And I believe it too. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, people. The danger of not having a digital skill in the 21st century. The danger is that the world will leave you behind. Simple. I sincerely don't want that to happen to you. So the world has gone global. I mean, you know how they say it, the world is now a global village. So you need to connect on the internet with people. You need to sell your businesses. You need to sell your products. And how best do you do it if you don't have a digital skill? It's difficult, right? It's difficult to operate in this century if you don't have the skills of this century. So get on board and get going with the digital skills of the 21st century. Where do you start from? Start with content writing. Start creating content. You have a page on Facebook. Write your thoughts. Write the things you feel. What did you do today? What were your experiences today? Write about them. Keep writing and keep building. There are so many skills out there. Search for skills. Like he said, there are three things you should look out for when searching for the skills to learn. So, are they transferable? Are they preservable? Are they reproducible? These are the three things you should look out for. But most importantly, learn content writing. Learn how to put your thoughts into words that people can connect with. Yes, this is Rooted and Robust Podcast, the show that inspires you, that seeks to inspire, inform, educate, and spur you to cultivate all of the skills you need to achieve your desired goals and success. My name is Uzoma Anioji, and until I come your way again next week, stay productive. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.